This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Tim has been an RNIB technology volunteer for 20 years, helping blind and partially sighted people to use technology for independent living, accessing information and expressing themselves. He's here today to tell us about his experience of volunteering and some of his favourite moments. Hi Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi.
So what first prompted you to begin volunteering for the Tech for Life team?
My father was a talking book volunteer, and I used to accompany him on visits as a child and teenager, sort of helping or maybe just accompanying to people's houses and seeing what he did. And I just got later on, I thought, you know, I could give something back, and it was something I could carry on with. I didn't really have much technology skills, not as good as my father, I would say. Even though I'm younger, I would say he still knows more. I just used to, you know, it was mainly visiting people's houses, chatting to them and finding what the problem was. It wasn't too technical. And I could always ask my dad in the early days for any questions. So I just learned on the job.
And what have been some of your favourite moments in your time as a volunteer so far?
In the early days, we used to have meetings. There used to be a local organiser, and he used to have an annual kind of party at his house and would have a little chat. All the men, and it was men, unfortunately, went into a room. We had a kind of meeting, and then we had drinks and food, and it was a bit social. Then we had an era where we had a few students. Maybe that was about 8 years ago. And I used to go around with one or other of them. And it was good because they were better technically than me, but I was better with transport, finding places. So we're a good team. Unfortunately, the student supply dried up, but that was a fun era. That was great. Another thing I remember, I came round to fix a man's computer in Sunderland. I couldn't fix it, and I felt a bit guilty for coming all the way there. So I walked his dog instead. I'm sure he's happy with that.
And obviously, technology has changed a lot in the last 20 years. What have been some of the biggest changes to your role?
Well, the job's changed over the years. It used to be the old talking book players, like a tape recorder, but they'd virtually gone even when I started. Then it was CD players with like a book on a CD. That was the main job. And now it's mainly computers. It's mainly doing Windows updates, doing accessible, like speaking computers and all sorts of things. But I've done random things, like I've done a couple of talking clocks and watches. I always like them interesting jobs, and even a braille typewriter I've had a go at fixing. But we don't really expect that kind of stuff. We'll just see what we'll get when we get to the person's house, really, sometimes.
What's some of the best feedback you've gotten from someone you've supported?
I don't know, really. Just that we've fixed their device and they're able to read or enjoy music, a book or whatever, and rather than just stare into space, you know, and they've got nothing to do. They're just happy that, you know, they can continue with their life.
And why would you encourage other people to consider volunteering?
Just, it's a worthwhile thing. It doesn't take much of your time, and you're looked after by the RNIB. So certainly I could imagine another 20 years on this, hopefully anyway.
Well, thank you so much, Tim, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and a huge congratulations on reaching this milestone.
Thank you for having me today.